The CMS school board meeting last night had a surprise ending. The board released a draft of guiding principles for student assignment. This is a big step that took more than a year of discussion to make. The draft includes continuing the policy of guaranteeing access to home schools and makes socioeconomic status a factor in magnet lotteries. WFAE's Lisa Worf is following this. She joins me now. Lisa, what kind of glimpse do these guiding principles give as to what we may see with a student assignment plan?
So first, let me emphasize this is only a draft. These principles could well change, but the idea that stands out is that, and I'm quoting here, every student will be assigned to a designated home school within proximity to where he or she lives. In other words, students will not be forced to take long bus rides to schools far from home. Many suburban parents pushed the board to include this idea in their goals early on.
Well, how is socioeconomic status then going to be a factor in the magnet lottery?
That's still to be determined. Right now, there are a few things that will give a student a preference in the lottery. For example, having a sibling already in that program or living within a third of a mile of the school. This could likely give low-income students a preference like that.
Mm-hmm. So what about magnet programs being full of students, mostly from low-income families?
Well, that is unlikely to happen. The board has not gotten into how these principles play out, but in past discussions, even the goals behind these principles, the board has stressed wanting a balance of kids from different socioeconomic backgrounds. The original concept of magnets was to increase diversity in schools, and some CMS magnets do a better job of that than others. This is an attempt to make all magnets live up to that original goal. Students would also get a preference if their home school was designated by the state as low performing for three consecutive years. The district has used variations of both of these preferences in the past.
Lisa, we've heard a lot about reducing concentrations of poverty as part of the board's goals. How much do you see of that in these guiding principles?
Well, the magnet priorities are one of a few ways you see it. The principles also mention expanding or creating partial magnets in schools that struggle. But you also see it in the section on homeschools. For example, the principles say the board will consider creating socioeconomically diverse student populations when creating attendance boundaries, especially for new schools.
And how much leeway does this give the board to craft a student assignment plan?
A good bit. Superintendent Ann Clark said last night the board's goals set up a healthy tension. Here she is talking about the guiding principles.
I believe these guiding principles will put those guardrails in place that will not constrain staff, but allow staff to be guided by the spirit and the intent of your goals.
Board member Tom Tate, who helped oversee this process as chair of the policy committee, likes it because it doesn't narrow the options too much, he said.
And what about the rest of the CMS board?
Most of the board praised it. Rhonda Lennon called it a uniting document. Elise Stashew called it remarkable, and she had this to say.
I do feel like we've been climbing a mountain and we have hit a peak. I'm so relieved, and I know we have more mountains to climb. But this is a good milestone. I think these guiding principles set us up to do some really powerful work.
Well, Lisa, what's the next step in the student assignment process?
The board's policy committee meets tomorrow to discuss the draft principles. There will be a public hearing on them next Wednesday, and the board could vote on them as soon as Tuesday, April 26th.
WFAE's Lisa Worf, thank you.
Thank you.